So I get this question quite often, that why should I quit smoking? Cigarette is my friend. I love smoking. I like to smoke. I love it. So why should I quit? And I can understand that question because I was like that. I used to feel like that. You see, you already know the health complications, so I would not like to get into that. We all know that what it does to our health, so I would not go there. Let me ask you, I would like to explore into what it does into our day-to-day life. How about that perennial cough? What do you feel about that? That you keep on coughing. What about that laziness? What about that low energy that you always feel? I mean, going to 3 or 4 floors by stairs and you start panting like, I mean, you are like, what was that? Why that's so, how do you feel about that? Let me tell you a story. There was a lady, she was at the airport, it was last winters, and she was at the airport, her flight was delayed because of heavy fog. So she was, picked up a book, bought a packet of cookies and sat somewhere and started reading her book. So when she sat, she just made herself comfortable. She kept her handbag at the seat next to hers, kept her shawl there and started reading her book. In some time, what she saw is a passenger sitting beside her, one chair. So she's sitting here, next chair beside her on the left hand side is the chair where she has put her handbag, cookies, her shawl, and beside that is the other passenger who is sitting there. What she saw, that this passenger picks up her cookies bag and takes out a cookie and starts eating it. And she feels very bad about it. And how can he do that? So she picks up that cookies packet and keeps it close to her, in her lap. And picks up a cookie and starts eating and then gets back to reading her book. After some time, what she notices that this man again reaches out to that cookie packet in her lap and picks up one more cookie and starts eating it. And this lady is now like, how shameless this person is. How can he do that? But she does not react. She thinks that this person might be very arrogant or something. She just gives him a frowning look, but she does not react. After some time, this man again gets up and picks up a cookie from this cookie bag and starts eating it. Now this lady takes her cookie bag and keeps it on the right hand side chair. The chair of the right hand side. This man, after some time, stands up, reaches out to that cookie, picks up a cookie and then starts eating it. This lady is really shocked as how audacious, how uncultured and shameless person this person is. And after some time, there was only one cookie left in that bag. So this man now reaches out to that cookie bag, picks up that cookie, breaks it into half, keep one half there and eats the other half, keeps that other half for the lady. And after some time, this man leaves from there. So this lady is very angry about this episode, but she gets back to reading her book. And then after some time, the announcement happens for her flight, the departure of her flight. So she gets up, she picks up her handbag and she picks up her shawl. And what she sees there is that her cookie bag is still there. It was under her shawl. And what she saw, she really got shocked. She was thinking that this man was stealing the cookies. Actually, this man was sharing his cookies. And it is the lady who was stealing. See, the same situation happens to smokers. Smokers have the illusion of benefit from smoking. The same as the lady thought that she is giving up when this man, she was feeling that she is losing something. See, this man is stealing her cookies. She is giving up on her cookies. But in the same way, the smoker feels that he is giving up on a genuine pleasure. When you talk about giving up smoking, it's that illusion which is there in his mind. You do not get any pleasure from smoking, any benefit from smoking. It's just an illusion. I hope I have clarified that now. Do you still believe that you get, you love to smoke? Do you still believe that? And if you, then answer this question if you do. Do you want your loved ones to pick up this habit? Do you want your loved ones to pick up the habit of smoking? I know your answer. Now tell me why your answer is no. You know why? Because you know that this habit is damaging you. It is damaging, it is bad, it is not good. You know to the core, you know this to your heart, that this habit is very unhealthy for you. And that is why you don't want your loved ones to pick this up. You are smoking because you are addicted to it, not because you are loving it. So when you say cigarette is my friend, I am loving it, I like it, that is why should I quit smoking? You are not loving it. You do not choose to smoke. You smoke by force of that addiction. You do not smoke by choice. You see, smoking only takes from you. It does not give you any benefit. And that's the fact. So, do you still feel that you love smoking? I hope I have helped you get your answer. Cheers.